This episode of iRescue Radio is brought to you by ProCPR.org. Online CPR training, when you want it, where you want it.
And welcome back to iRescue Radio. I'm Roy.
I'm Dan.
Oh, you're Dan.
I'm out of practice.
That's how long it's been.
I'm Jody.
I'm sitting out of order.
No, it wouldn't be a show if Jody didn't come in early, late, or not at all.
Yeah, pretty much. And then over the top. Wasn't that Herb Albert?
What do you know what that song was?
Dating Game?
How did you know? That's what I said.
Okay.
I said it was like that matchmaking.
It was used
game.
On the Dating Game, but that's not the name of the song. The name of the song is very important for what we're going to talk about today.
Well, but before that, did you know who Herb Albert brought fame and fortune to?
Not exactly. I just know he's a trumpet player.
Lawrence Welk?
He was a producer. No. He was a... He helped young groups start their gig.
Fats Domino.
The Carpenters.
No.
Really?
Dead serious. If you listen real close in some of their songs, Herb,
that's amazing.
Herb is kicking it in.
Wow.
Well, he's quite the trumpet player.
But his trumpet playing is very distinct.
Oh. Did he play on any of the Carpenters songs?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You'll hear some of his backup.
Okay.
But
I like the Carpenters.
FYI. My whole family loves the Carpenters.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But you still didn't give me the name of the song.
I know what it is.
Utterly immaterial.
No. No, because it's very important to what we're talking about today.
Very.
The name of the song. Are you ready for this?
Just jumps off the top of your tongue.
There is definitely jumping involved.
Like exoskeleton?
Sort of, yes.
Yeah, sort of. Mm-hmm. There is definitely jumping involved in this song. And the unfortunate part about this is I got to experience what this song is all about.
Jody, you got to tell this.
Yep.
You know what we should do? We should make this a poll. Is the song's name The Dating Game? Is the song's name...
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, it's not The Dating Game.
Yeah.
But it was used on that.
Well,
Jody. I think I know why it was used in The Dating Game. When people move into a new house. This song is appropriate.
All right, okay, you ready?
Are you ready for the name of the song? It is called The Spanish Flea.
Oh, and there's a reason why we chose to play that song.
The Fleas.
How much do you want to reveal?
Yeah.
I will reveal.
How vulnerable are you?
Oh, right? I'm vulnerable. Not that vulnerable. I moved into a new house.
New to Jody.
New to me. Not brand new, obviously. To find out that we had a major flea problem. Fleas.
Okay. Can we?
You got to back up.
Can we tell the story?
You got to
tell the story. Okay, Roy was with me because I was so proud and I wanted to show Roy my new house. So I walked in with
a
Roy.
A beautiful home
this
as well.
This is just before we actually signed on the dotted line.
Yep.
And I thought, I got to take Roy over there. Yep. Roy, just come on in. Yep. Check this out. Mm-hmm. He walks in the door. We get to the dining room. I mean, we're just walking in the living room. He walks in the dining room, and Roy about runs out screaming like a little schoolgirl.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it that. Well, okay, so here I am. We're walking across the floor, and I thought, because it had not been occupied in some time.
No, it had not.
That it could have been cobwebs that were brushing up against my ankles. So I didn't think anything of it. We went out and looked at your garage, which is a very nice garage, by the way. And as I turned around and walked back through the kitchen, which is a vinyl floor, I felt the cobwebs again. Strange. I didn't think the gate swung both ways. So as I looked down at my legs, we were both wearing shorts. It was a hot day, right?
Yep. White socks.
I saw what I thought were gnats on my legs, or fruit flies, which would have also been appropriate.
Yeah, fruit flies.
You never know. There could have been fruit left in the house, whatever. So I reached down to grab one of the little black guys and squeezed it between my fingertips.
It didn't break.
It didn't squish. And as I opened up my finger, it was sitting there smiling back at me. And went. And the next noise I heard was boing. It jumped. And I look at Jody. My eyes must have been as big as saucers. I go.
And then the girly scream.
I go, Jody, this house is infested. Wah! And ran out of the front door.
Well, the best part is you drove.
I did.
So guess who couldn't get in your car until he was inspected?
Yeah, I was about.
We had a 10-minute.
Speaking of vulnerable.
We had a 10-minute shakedown.
There was an inspection.
There's no way I was going to bring those fleas back to my loving wife and abode. Oh.
Well, I tell you what I did. See, what happened is the previous owners had left a cat in the house.
Oh, this is bad.
For a couple of weeks. This they were coming back and feeding it and all that.
But, describe the cat, but Jody.
The cat was huge. I walked downstairs when I was doing the doing repairs. Mm-hmm. I was doing repairs, you know, just doing the final stuff that had to be done before the mortgage and all that jazz could be done. Walked downstairs and I see the cat sitting on this shelf. And oh, cute cat. It was a huge, big old thing. I'm going to go pet it. I put my hand near it and went.
Okay.
I mean, it just. I mean, the thing just about wanted to rip my head off.
And now we know why.
Now I know why.
The thing was the only food source
for the fleas.
I can just imagine the cat going. Help me.
Oh, man.
Roy, you got to describe it like you thought because the cat had left. A little bit of a mess as well.
Well, yeah. So we walk in, and poor Jody, I mean, this is close to closing on his home. We walk in the front door. He's excited to show me the home. It's a beautiful home, by the way. And there's kitty upset stomach all over the, you know, it's like.
So it's a beautiful home for all 10,000 of you?
Yeah. 10 million.
10 million, please.
And so we're like. No wonder this cat is, like, ready to eat somebody's head off. It's so infested. It's anemic. It's going nuts. The hair is big because it's like Phyllis Diller. It's all... it's just bad. It's just bad.
It was.
So the condition of the cat is what?
Oh, mad.
No, I mean, today.
It's
angry.
It's gone now. Yeah.
Well, they just hadn't finished taking the cat to their new place and all that. And
to the new,
but, yeah,
new place.
Is there any chance the cat didn't make it there?
it probably made it there.
Wherever
there is.
No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Yeah, not by us.
No. But it was funny with the cat, though. I can just see Roy was describing as we walk in. He's thinking, the cat. I can just see it going, these fleas, get them off me. These fleas. Somebody help.
Grab it under the bars of the door.
Don't leave me in here.
I tried to warn you before you came in.
Oh, my word.
The flea was like, next human walks through the doors. Dead.
Pretty much.
Dead.
He thought I was going to be tied up and strangled the morning I came in. Well, before I came into work, he was like, I didn't think you'd make it today.
No. Yeah, I thought the fleas were going to just, like, do this. Start surrounding him.
Campfire in the middle of the living room.
Yep, Gulliver's exactly. Traveling. Got Jody tied up, carrying him.
But several bombs later, right,
Jody? Several bombs later and ripping up a carpet.
Oh, Jody.
And, well, the carpet wasn't in that good a shape anyhow, so it wasn't, like, a big loss. It was just, we got rid of them. They're done.
Well, you may not be alone, Jody. So we thought we'd add this to the list of things to talk about today. And if anybody out there in our listening audience has a similar problem, or like you said, Dan, you guys had a couple dogs growing up.
Oh, yeah.
You lived...
On a lake.
Mm-hmm. There's sand.
Yep.
So you got sand fleas,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they'd come in on the dogs and, blah, blah, blah. Dogs.
Yeah.
So some people might have the same problem. And if you have pets, it's always a potential. So... For many people, there's nothing more horrific than to find out they have blood-sucking parasitic living in their home.
Brothers? I mean, yeah. No, it's this. No.
So anyway, some people think that fleas only happen to people who have pets, or that they're a sign of poor housekeeping. Neither of these are true. You can pick up fleas on your clothing as you walk through the well-cut grass, and just one pregnant female can lead to an infestation of the little vampires throughout the house.
They are vampires.
Yes, they are. And they weren't getting my blood that day.
No. No, you were running too fast.
I was light on foot, let me tell you. So fleas are truly persistent pests, and there are several steps that must be taken in order to rid yourselves of these tiny menace. So I printed off something from AssociatedContent.com. We'll put the link up on the website. And first and foremost, all carpeted areas must be vacuumed with a vacuum that has a bag. Mm-hmm. This bag should immediately be sealed in a plastic bag and thrown away. Jody's thinking, I don't have a bag.
No.
Oh, great.
No, I'm thinking, I didn't only vacuum, I shampooed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't only shampoo, I sprayed. I didn't only spray, I ripped bombed. The carpet out.
So you out there, don't be, you know, surprised if you have to go further. Hence why I ran out of the house, panicked. Double bagging is recommended in your garbage if it's not being picked up that same day. Poor garbage guy.
Ooh, ow. Ooh.
You must arrange a time where all living things in your house, including pets, can be absent for at least 2 hours. Purchase a chemical agent that has the ingredients both fipronil, you have that, Jody?
Well,
and methropine.
Mine had a different one. It's I can't think of the name of it, but it's definitely the common flea ridder.
Okay.
I can't think of the name of it right offhand. But
yeah,
it's like okay. What you use for ants as well.
Yeah. And this was back in, this is pretty recent, it looks like 2010. So, but anyways, if you're going to do this yourself, you're encouraged to have a mask that is designed for chemical filtration. So make sure you match the chemical with the recommendation of the correct respirator so that you don't inhale this stuff. And we know Jody did that. It usually covers about 1,600 square feet. And if your home is larger than this, more than one can may be needed. And in some cases, you must find a local pest control supplier to find these chemicals.
You think 20 cans was enough?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Now, there's a commonly called chemical, Precor 2000, mm-hmm. and Ultracide. And it goes on, and we'll put the link out there. But you can basically look at it yourself. However, one important note here is that fleas have a life cycle
mm-hmm.
of up to 9 weeks, yep. and it is therefore possible that you will have some fleas for up to that long. Do not worry. If you do, these are the last remnants of the invaders and will soon die.
Yep.
To hasten their exit from your abode, it is recommended that for the first week you vacuum every day and throw away the bags to catch the remnants as they hatch before they have a chance to feed. Following through after the treatment is at least as important as the treatment itself.
Yep.
I'm feeling itchy.
I know.
Every time a tiny little kind of wind blows by you now, you think it's a flea on you.
That day, we went for breakfast.
After?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going straight home, I'll tell you. I wanted some medium.
Glad you didn't come to the office.
Yeah. And Jody and I are both reaching down, slapping our legs.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. There's nothing there. It was all in our heads, but.
Yeah. But they, on a health related note,
yes,
fleas I hear can mm-hmm. cause infections and things like that.
Well, is it like a tick
for humans?
As far as Lyme disease,
they do carry some diseases, but not Lyme's disease.
Hmm. Yeah, so they can spread
now,
disease.
A flea is much smaller than a tick, right?
Well, there's different kinds of ticks.
Yeah,
some ticks are almost invisible to the naked eye.
Yeah, no, you don't want them.
No,
I know. Thank you, Joe.
Is this mean I can't get the flea circus I've always wanted?
I just wanted to state the obvious.
Yeah, that's what Bugs Bunny did.
You know, I'm so freaked out about him, I don't go to flea markets. Changing gears here a little bit. Have you guys heard about the Pakistani flooding?
Oh, have I ever. That's been
my lands. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, and I think what I want to do here is just add to the awareness level. Most everybody's aware that there's been flooding for the last 3 weeks. But I'm not sure, you know, with as much bombardment as we all get of information, I'm not sure that we are aware of how horrible it really is
mm-hmm.
if you're not staying closely up on it. So just a little bit here from CBS. We'll also put the link on our website for you to actually go to it. There's also opportunities for you to donate to help out with this situation, because there's more need than resources are available. And it's getting really bad, which we're going to talk about here in just a minute. But yeah. It says more rain is expected in southern Pakistan, where the flooding crisis grows more desperate by the day. Death toll has climbed to 1,600 people. 6 million people need shelter, and nearly twice that number needs basic aid, like food, clean water, and medical supplies. The rushing down from the north and bursting the banks of the Indus River, the rising water swallowed roads, power lines, and whole villages. Mm-hmm. It says that overwhelmed rescuers are having to make horrible choices. The priority is to save women and children. Children are being torn from their parents' arms, and one little girl was quoted as saying, "Mom, I don't want to leave without you." Mm. And her mother is allowed on board while her father is left behind.
That's tough.
I just don't think as hard as I'm trying to empathize with this, I just don't think I can realize how horrible a situation this is.
Well, we can't get it. In America, we're so upset when we don't have our favorite cup of coffee in the morning, or our latte, or our whatever else, or our internet connection is too slow. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the stuff that we just get horribly, life-threateningly upset about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just sick. It's sick and wrong. When you think of the situation, we can't even come close in most of the lives that people live in America to understanding being ripped away from parents and knowing that your parents are going to live. They're not going to live.
Right.
They are not going to live in that situation. I was looking at this article, looking at some of the location and some of the stories of the people who are involved in this. And it's overwhelming. You're talking millions, millions of people.
Well, and it's interesting, they've come up with a number of 1,600 dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certainly not trying to sensationalize it. Gosh, there's not enough dead people. But if there's 6 million displaced people, they've found 1,600.
That's right. That's the count today. Yeah, it's not what it's going to be.
No.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Or if they'll ever really know.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. It says that 1/5 of Pakistan is underwater.
That's incredible. Hmm. You know, I guess I can't even visualize. I don't know where the storms are coming from.
There's monsoons.
It's a mountainous area that coming down to the bottom of the valleys and everything else.
But is this not happening in Afghanistan?
No, this is monsoons hitting this region.
It's the way the land is, and where the river goes through is what's overflowing.
And don't they get monsoons every year?
Yeah, they do.
But it doesn't sound like it to this extent. They're actually expecting more rain.
Wow.
There is ways to help, as I mentioned before. There's Medical Emergency Relief International, Agency for Technical Cooperation and Development, Oxfam, International Rescue Committee, Save the Children, and American Red Cross. Feel free to go with a trusted aid relief service. Maybe you've got one that's in line with your faith, or however you want to do it. But I just think anything. I don't care if it's a 50 cents. It all adds up. Jody, you made a great point. It's easy for us to go get a coffee from the old favorite Starbucks, and these people are just absolutely scrounging around for food. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way they were living before, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're not exempt either. You know, anything can hit anytime. We are our brother's keeper, and I think it's important for us to bond together as a human race. Now there is a text donation from your mobile phone. Right. I'm going to give this out as an aid, but I'm going to encourage all listeners to investigate it before you make this decision. Do not trust us.
Yeah.
It was just printed on this CBSNews.com website, but the text is, quote, flood, unquote, and you text that flood, all capitals, to numerals 27722, 27722 from your mobile phone to donate $10. According to the State Department, the most effective way people can assist relief efforts is by making cash contributions to humanitarian organizations that are conducting relief operations. I'm sure that our prayers would be appreciated, as well as our hearts' thoughts. and anything we can do to help. And in this case, money right now seems to be the medium to get things done. Mm-hmm. So that happens to be what they need. And I'm sure they're going to need other supplies and things like that, too. So please get in touch with your local departments. Yeah, so our thoughts are going to be with everybody who's suffering. Also, 33 miners.
Yeah, still stuck in the mine.
In Chile or Peru.
Yeah, yeah. All alive.
Yeah.
Which is just amazing. Yeah. Because they were down there for what?
3 weeks so far.
Yeah. But they were down there for at least a week or two. Prior to them being able to pump air and water down to them, right? And food.
Yeah.
So, wow. Big things. We have flooding here as well. The biggest thing that we can tell you from the iRescue radio standpoint, a little bit of EMS coming out here, is heed warnings early.
Yeah,
right.
Heed warnings early, because by the time it's reactionary, it's too late.
Yeah.
The roads are closed, flash floods happen faster than you realize, and it's easy to get trapped in high ground areas. Yeah. Drive your car through a moving stream. I've heard that it doesn't need to go very fast at all. You will actually float on top of the water, which takes your wheels off the ground, and it'll sweep you down into a deeper area. Once you get pressure on the doors, it's hard to open them, and many people have drowned or gone into hypothermia that way. Don't trust it. You know, just heed the warnings, get the early warnings, and take advantage of it.
You know, I was watching a video based on that. A lot's going on in the news. I think it's been, 6 years, 5 years since Katrina. They were showing a video of the local police inside their building cannot kick the glass door out because the water's halfway up the door.
Yeah.
They end up having to just tough it out on the roof.
Wow.
I guess I had never realized what pressure
that
bears on that. Yeah. And these guys are throwing chairs at it, trying to kick the door.
Yeah.
By the time they decided to leave, it was too late.
Yeah,
this is the local sheriff.
Right.
So
amazing.
We're talking Barney Fife. I mean, these guys are good sized guys.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It's just too much.
So,
it's too much.
So I'm gonna avoid the flooding.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Well, in our future episodes, whenever they may come,
and then Jody and I'll practice who announces their name first,
right?
Second, third.
You know, it doesn't matter how much practice I have at that.
We still give you grief.
Yeah, it's all your fault because see, you make me so nervous that by the time my name announcement comes up, I'm stunned.
You freak.
I'm freaked out.
You become the bug of all jokes.
That's it. Dan, you're really bugging me. Well, let's jump around here a little bit.
Let's jump out of here.
We better flee this show so that we can get moving to that. That's enough. Okay.
So from the studios of iRescue Radio, gladly flee free. I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I am still Dan.
And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
If you have anything you would like to contribute to iRescue Radio, you can contact us toll-free at 866-661-5701 or visit our website at irescueradio.com. The commentaries in this podcast may not reflect the views of iRescue Radio or any of its sponsors or subsidiaries. iRescue Radio will not be held liable for any damages resulting from the advice given in this podcast.